fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding.
You know, I'm starting to feel like I did in 2008. Down goes Ohio. Down goes South Carolina. Down goes Idaho at the Ada County Courthouse. We've got team coverage of the same-sex couple storming the Bastille to make sure it's spouse and spouse, not man and wife. Are we not living in Idaho anymore, folks? Oh, by the way, good morning. It is Kay Milley at 580KIDO. We will be your one conservative bastion of faith, family, and freedom this morning while we continue our discussion on gay marriage here in Idaho. And it's funny, all the media, see, here's the skinny on this. The media, they're politically correct. They're promoters of the politically correct pull-up bureau's agenda. They have to not have an opinion. They have to sit back and go, well, here we are. It's a good thing. Now, we don't censor you. We want your uncensored opinion. And as our friend in the hall just said, hey, Kevin Miller, does anybody vote anymore? Does it matter? Whether it's Monica, whether it's Ray Amaya, whether it's the young lady in the hallway, I guess it doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't matter. I guess the Constitution of the state of Idaho, of America, doesn't matter anymore because it's up to the judges that decide. The judges have decided this, right? Now South Carolina, oh, so right in South Carolina, issuing these licenses, this decision by the Ninth Circuit was not the will of the people. It was the will of the minority. However, it won't be reported that way.
The Ninth Circuit Court was considering gay marriage bans in Idaho and Nevada. A lower court judge had already struck down Idaho's gay marriage ban. A judge in Nevada was upholding their ban. But the Ninth Circuit ruled in both cases there's no compelling interest to keep the gay marriage bans in place. They just discriminate, so they're unconstitutional. Nevada's government hadn't fought to defend the ban. Idaho's attorney general says they think an earlier ruling should stand until there's been an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court announced it decided it would not be hearing appeals from five other states that were trying to keep their bans. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
That's a broad assumption. It is not over yet, and we have turned over the airwaves to you to urge Governor Otter to appeal this decision. Apparently, Lawrence Wasdin is trying to do that right now as the Ada County Courthouse, this is true, folks, is being stormed by same-sex couples clearly wanting their marriage license, a.k.a. Utah, to get married before the stay comes in. Gary in Nampa, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Kev. I thought it'd ease your heartburn a little bit.
All right.
First, pro-life has it half right, and that is within regard of jurisdiction of the courts, but it's how you entered into the court. And it's not the question of being unconstitutional. It's non-constitutional. You have two sides of the court. But to solve the problem immediately, is that all that's required? Otter can't help you. Neither will Wadston. But all they got to do is have the state legislature issue a spousal license to those of the same sex and reserve marriage license to those of opposite sex. It's that simple.
I got to tell you, and Gary, thank you for the call. I got to tell you, I give it to the progressives. I give it to the people that want to redefine marriage. They never give up. They never give up. Us, we're going to go, oh, well, what are you going to do? Oh, well, how about polygamy? Oh, well, how about this? Oh, well, how about that? Oh, well, please don't call me a name. Oh, well, please don't call me a name. I don't want to lose my job. Please make sure I'm not judgmental. Them? They don't care what you call them. They like it when you call them names because then they put stuff on Facebook. From Bob, Kevin, personally, I don't care what other people do in their bedrooms. But if you are going to change the definition of marriage, you can't say It also includes two women or two men, and nobody else gets to come to the party. Because then you have to include a man who would marry five women, or a woman who would marry five men. Oof. Or two men and two women, bisexuals all, who want to marry each other. The list goes on and on. Because if it's all about love, then how dare any of you gay people tell those other groups they don't love each other. I give you the slippery slope. I totally agree with you, Bob. This is the end of marriage. And I know some of our liberal progressive friends at 580-5436, 580-KIDO are going to say, oh, it's not the end of marriage, Kevin. How does this impact you? Well, I guess for the history of civilization, the standards of unions has been marriage. A man and a woman. Whether it's the Bible, whether it's this, whether it's that. Secular, spiritual, religious. And here, 2014, we've redefined it. We know more than everybody in the past because it's all about love. Now, how do you define love? And without going too controversial, who's to say there's an age limit on love, right? Who's to say there's an age limit? Who's to say there's an age limit when it comes to, you know, the day of consent, the age of consent? Because those two love each other, right? Equal protection. Why can you protect one person who's over 21 or who's over 18 and someone who's 16 or 14? If that's the argument, we're going to see a lot more of these, right? Good morning, Kevin. The people of the United States have lost control of the country. All three branches of government are so corrupt, there is no turning back. We have rejected the God of this world and taken him out of our society. No free nation can stand without God. We will continue to descend into a third world country. The ultimate goal of the bankers and the big money that control the world is to have a world government, and people who believe in God and family go against their agenda. We will fight to the death for God and family, and that's why both must be eliminated. Good luck and hang on. We go to Martha. But two mothers, they did not say if the child was a boy or a girl, but let's suppose here is a boy without a father to play baseball, perhaps, or otherwise set an example for masculinity, or a girl without a mother to talk about girl things. Kevin, by giving legitimacy to same-sex marriage, these children, if any, are placed in the impossible situation of not having one sex or the other. It's not a major deprivation to another's innocent human. Is this where our society has been heading with the propaganda dealt by the entertainment industry and the welfare state that provides for one parent only? Does it start to feel like it's one of those vast conspiracies? Or are the rest of us putting up with the major insanity? Well, there is one person that at least right now can stem the tide. And I'm sure his political advisors, I'm sure people from across the country are talking to the governor, pro-life talking to the governor, giving him a call. If the governor's listening right now, this is your base governor. And from a political point of view, and I've been there when the governor has been attacked by the gay rights activists, he doesn't back down. This is going to help. This is going to help, again, being a person of principle. So we'll see what happens. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I really love the arguments that the justices said. By the way, Lawrence Wasdin filing the emergency motion to block the gay marriage. Right now, we have, what is it, the Ada County Courthouse under siege by the same-sex couples. But let's break this down. We take a look at, you know, some of the arguments. And the argument that I have here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is where do you draw the line? Look at what happened in Utah. You don't have to be from Utah to go back to the history of that state, how it was founded, why it was founded, why did it take so long to come into the union? Polygamy. Is polygamy a right? Is polygamy about religious freedom? Well, apparently, you have one Rudy Poo mamby-pamby judge that has struck down in the year 2014 Utah's anti-polygamy law. That's right. Utah's anti-polygamy law. I don't know why. Maybe it's the Equal Protection Clause. So now we'll see polygamy being challenged. And how about this? If they legalize polygamy, what was the whole battle over Utah statehood for then, right? And then you're going to have, as we've said, the revolving thing. How do you define marriage? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, really, how do you define marriage? Most people in Idaho, it's one man, one woman. And see, here's the kind of cool thing about us. You know, we're our own group. Whether we've met personally or whether we meet each and every day and you go, man, you're really on it, or man, you're really off of it, Kevin. You know, this is like our secret society, if you will. And when you go into work, which is, you know, what happened to me yesterday, because everybody wants to talk to the talk guy. And quite frankly, I like to talk to you, and that's about it. So people are going up, well, what do you think? Ha, 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 ha. Well, I'm against it. Somebody said, well, you're a bigot. Now, if I would say something against somebody, I'd be brought up on charges and thrown out the door. But it's okay to go after the Christians, the conservatives, the straights. So I'm sitting there listening to this. I go, how am I a bigot? Well, you're against same-sex marriage. I go, yeah, I don't believe that all things are equal. I don't. And I think, again, this was one big, vast conspiracy perpetrated by Justice Kennedy in Windsor that gave these folks the blueprint to make this happen. Let's go to what happened yesterday from Monty Stewart, the man who argued on the state's behalf. The man-woman meaning for marriage institution generates and sustains the child's bonding right, which is a social expectation. Now, this shows you just how out of touch the wackos in the Ninth Circuit are. The judges rejected that assertion in their decision, maintaining there was no evidence that children of same-sex parents were being harmed. They further decided that excluding gays and lesbians from the protections enjoyed by heterosexuals is unjust and discriminatory. Can anybody tell me in the Bible in the Constitution where there's the right to marry? Where is that where this is covered? You talk about judicial activism, you talk about everything else. The lessons of our constitutional history are clear. Inclusion strengthens rather than weakens our most important institutions. What these folks, what the justices said, what the proponents said to get rid of Idaho's defense of marriage law was they equated marriage to controversial decisions like desegregating schools, allowing women on juries, and the elimination of don't ask, don't tell. The proponents argue that gay marriage is no different. When same-sex couples are married, just as when opposite couples are married, they serve as models of a loving commitment. Now, you go back 20 years ago in sociology books, and what was the definition of homosexuality? It was deviancy. That wasn't a judgment. That's how they defined it. Now, today, it's mainstream. How did society do it? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. But your message to Governor Otter, your message to people listening right now, hey, let's face it. You can sit back and not say anything, and then at work, you're just going to have to listen to it. And listen to it, and listen to it. And then when you get home, you're going to have the kids that are the victims of the propaganda. Listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it. And then, pretty soon, the invitation's going to be coming. And if you don't answer the appropriate way, you're going to be in the Kevin Miller School. I mean, how would you react if somebody comes up to you and says,
we're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding. We're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding.
Can you say no to that? Let's go to the phones. And we go to Ricky in Boise at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Ricky.
Yes. I thought it was about time that someone call and represent our side. And, I would say you are a bigot. How do you like that?
I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Well, if you would just
why am I a bigot?
Well, first of all, Kevin, you can't see there is another side. You know, just because you profess to be this lover of the straight community, I mean, you need to look more into what we're doing on our side.
Look, here's what. So you are gay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ricky, you can do whatever you want, but I'm not down with it.
Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Now, you, on the other hand, would be more inclined to this, would you not?
This ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
So you're down with the men.
Yes, I am. And that's really cute of you, and just another one of those ways to show that your immaturity regarding this situation. I plan on being at the Capitol later today, and if you'd like to come and talk face-to-face with our group, I'd be happy to take you on.
What do you mean, take me on?
Verbally, physically. Just because we're gay doesn't mean we're weak.
Physically? What do you mean physically? Like Fight Club?
No, I don't mean Fight Club. I mean, if you want to throw the first punch and be the tough guy, I'll show you how this whole thing will end.
Well, you sound like a tough guy to me, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, I've called you before, and you've treated me with the same disrespect as you're doing now. And I think it's probably about time to ask your gay friend, Tea Party Bob, if he'd like to come down and help join us.
What? What? You know something? Let me just say this to you.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no plans with a man. I'm down with the ladies. Back to the 80s. Doug in Nampa, you're on with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Hey, I just jumped in the car. I heard your the show on the radio station. It's interesting. I've got a couple kids in college. My 22-year-old, I was having a conversation about the whole gay rights movement and same-sex marriage, and I was trying to explain to her that, as you mentioned before, 20 years ago, the definition was completely different. My comment to her, if we accept that now, 20 years from now, who's to say somebody's taken a coat to the Capitol saying, I want to marry my animal?
It could happen.
And obviously it's a frustration that each generation we let things slide just a little bit further and a little bit further. And with the tolerance and acceptance that we've got today, who's to say it's not going to change to that next step 20 years from now?
It might only be 2 years the way it's going.
Sad. It's just sad.
Doug, thank you for the call.
You bet.
All right. Look, let's not be sad. We still have each other. We will continue to fight. And we will not be intimidated by the likes of Ricky and his crew. 580-5436-48 in Meridian. More thoughts on gay marriage in the Ninth Circuit and urging Governor Otter to save us. Governor, are you listening? Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Let's get you to traffic.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Nine, Kevin Miller, it's the end of the world as we know it, but not so fast, dear true believers. Justice Kennedy has just issued a stay. No gay marriage today. No gay marriage today. No gay marriage today in the state of Idaho. That's right. Liberal condemning Justice Kennedy has issued the stay. Arguments due 5 o'clock this week. What's going to happen next?
We're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding.
Not today. We go to the international playboy, Pat from Middleton at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin, or should I call you Arnie?
Good morning, Pat.
I can't wait to see your comedy act in Reno. Anyway, Hey, a couple things. I got a couple comments that I haven't talked to you in a while. First of all, no matter what the gay marriage issue turns out to be, the courts will never be able to make it equal, because the very thing that they want more than anything is that bond that comes between a man and a woman through the birth of a child. They'll never be able to equate that. They'll never be able to duplicate that themselves, amongst themselves. Their genetic gene pool of their bond will never be unified with that birth of a child between the two of them. So it'll never be a blessed event, a blessed marriage by God. So they'll never become equal that way. So that, we've got that in our favor right now. The other thing is, you know what, Governor Otter, I love you, man, but, you know, just take your ground and say, you know what, I don't care what the court says. We're not going to issue marriage license in the state of Idaho. What's the court going to do? Come over here and with guns and force us to give gay marriage licenses? I think we should stand our ground and fight tooth and nail. Just say, okay, well, we don't care what the court says.
This just in from the governor. Justice Kennedy has ordered the mandate of the United States Court of Appeals from the Ninth Circuit hereby stayed pending further order of the underside circuit. Justice Kennedy wrote, 5 p.m. Thursday for the blah, blah, blah for the motions. Governor saying, governor still hasn't called into the program. You want to urge the governor to call in?
I'm urging him right now. Call in.
You know, the press release is such a lame way. I mean, dude, come on. You know, we're in Idaho. There's, you know, really one station that has the conservative base. Don't send us a press release. Call in. What the hell?
Just call in. Our church prays for him every day. Every week to make the right decision, yeah, based on moral conviction.
Right. It's not the other radio station's church praying for him. It's your church.
It's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So you know what? I love you, man. I hope to see you in Reno at your comedy stick. Does that picture look like you?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Pat.
I just had to share it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I share Kevin Miller wherever I go.
I mean, I hope that's a good thing. I got to go. Thank you, brother.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, we urge the governor to call in. Hopefully, he won't be advised by his press team. No, governor, you have to do Billy's show, or you have to be on TV, issue a press thing. It's not going to hurt to make a phone call. The governor loves coming on. He always goes, Kevin, I'd like to come on your show. Well, governor, we'd like to have you on the show. And if it were up to the governor, and hopefully it is, he'll be on the show. Catherine in Boise at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi. Hey, I want to tell your previous caller, the one before Pat, that we don't want to see what they're doing. We don't want to know what they're doing. We don't want it in our military. We don't want it in our before our justice of the peace. We don't want it in our churches. We don't want gay marriage. We don't want to see all that stuff. They can keep it to themselves and keep it in their own bedrooms.
Anything else?
That's what I got to say about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. There we have it. Justice Kennedy saving the day. We're hoping the governor gives us a call, 580-5436. You know, reading a press release, that's not very personal. We'd rather hear his voice, number one. And look, we're not the politician show, but I think he should get credit for this. And we urge him to continue the fight. By the way, things rolling for the governor. Did you hear this? The Statesman just endorsed him. I know. That's right. The Statesman just endorsed Governor Otter. Did they do that the last time with Keith Allred? Man. All right. Coming up, 580-5436. What does it say to you, our legal scholars here, that Justice Kennedy, the big lib, and Justice Kennedy wrote in Windsor that if you are against same-sex marriage, he called everybody names. Didn't care. It didn't matter about your religion. He stayed the order. No same-sex marriages today. And you've got the big rally. Oh, it's raining men. Not so fast. In Ada County, in Idaho. Will it last? Stay tuned. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
This ban on same-sex marriage.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Today I don't have to go to jail. Today, I can marry the person I love and I commit my life to.
We're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding.
It's not a big deal to me. Some of the happiest people I know are gay.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning, living the dream. Prayers do come true. A lot of disappointment there. At the Ada County Courthouse, the media was there for the coronation, for the ceremony. And what happened? The descendants of Tone Loke said, ain't no plans with a man. It's still the 80s, and we're down with the ladies. Good morning, Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Justice Kennedy saving Idaho from same-sex marriage, at least for now. That is the story. We are taking your calls. Why vote anymore? And if marriage is gone, what's next? Polygamy now? Polygamy forever? We go to the phones to Elaine in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Hi, good morning. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller. I am a little upset with the governor. I think he really hasn't stood up for the core values that Idaho is known for in any of his decisions. I mean, we pretty much got, like pro-life says, socialist A and socialist B. So I'm not voting for the lesser of two evils anymore. I've done it too many times, so this is going to be a no vote for the governor. Also, I would say, you know, on the radio, when they've always got that fair and balanced, that's part of our problem. Who says we have to be fair and balanced? That's why we get into these messes. What about being truthful and right? Do the right thing. I'm tired of being fair and balanced. That's why I'm in this mess. And my grandchildren.
Well, what do you believe? Is it, you know, is it right to vote anymore?
You know, I don't. Why should I bother? Why should I bother? Everything you vote is stricken down. Ever since I was a teenager, we've had laws on the books that one of the things our government is supposed to do is secure our borders. You know, the things that they are supposed to do, they don't want to do. They've got their nose into everything else. And that is just plain wrong. I'm sorry, but it is. And I don't want to be Sharon Mallett's, but unfortunately, you're going to get like you got this morning. You're bigoted. There's no other tolerance for any other viewpoint but theirs.
So you are correct.
They throw that at you, and my goodness, who wants to be called, you know, a bigot? Or,
oh,
you know,
yeah, and I'll tell you, I walk the halls of this joint, they'll all be attacking me.
But
and they think it's a game, and I'm like, dude, this is what I believe.
Yeah, let's face it. Life is not fair. How are we going to be fair and balanced?
I wish it were. I'd be playing in the NBA.
If you're fair and balanced, that means you're neither one way or the other. You're neither cold or hot, and we already know what happens there.
Well, people are going to be going both ways now.
Well, it's already been happening, but it's just.
Not me. I just, you know, this is my phrase.
Ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Thank you, Elaine, for the call. We go to Mrs. Pro-Life with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Well, Kevin, the answer for Elaine is vote your conscience. And I'm not going to say who she should vote for either. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Do you imagine that?
Yeah. But I'm calling because this is what we get when we keep on backing up, backing off, because we should have stayed with homosexuality is illegal. Now, this is my question to you. Would a Christian nation, say, allow homosexuality to be legal, let alone people getting married? So this is what we're doing, backing down. And that's all I wanted to say, that's the reason why we're in this fix. Because, what? You know, Christians say, hey, the Bible's perfect. So in the Bible, it's very clear that homosexuality is a sin. And are we going to ignore that? Yeah.
Well,
it's convenient too.
What are you going to say to this guy?
We're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll push the envelope, you know, because we're backing down.
Well, look at how the media embraces it. You've got all the slappies down at the Ada County Courthouse going, hey, we're covering the story, everybody. Oh, no story today.
I thought that was really great.
And, I mean, they got there at 5 in the morning. Oh, it didn't start till 8. And, you know, sorry, we couldn't break out, you know, it's raining men. Didn't happen.
Well, well, you know, all Butch Otter has to say, if he really had a backbone, just say, hey, be the first governor, be a true leader, and say, no, there is no gay marriage here. It's
Look,
not going to be in our state.
And the governor could make the point by calling in right now.
Yeah, he could.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
All right, this is Pro-Life. Thank you for the call.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's get you to traffic at 580K.
I plan on being at the Capitol later today, and if you'd like to come and talk face-to-face with our group, I'd be happy to take you on. If you want to throw the first punch and be the tough guy, I'll show you how this whole thing will end.
Are your ears burning yet? They should be. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, the good old days when you had a group of men that just hung out, did a few dance tunes, and the ladies loved them. What do we have today? All right, enough of the village people. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. The big news right now is that Justice Kennedy has said, not so fast, my friends. Justice Kennedy has said, no gay marriage today in Idaho. They have till Thursday at 5. Big ups to Lawrence Wasden. We never got the governor to call in today. And the next time, you know, during the election cycle, Ray Amaya, when we get the, well, you had such and such on, why don't you have the governor on? We're going to say, well, we had breaking news, and we'd like to have the governor on, and just didn't happen. Now, I know it's not the governor. It's his people advising the governor. The governor wants to come on the program. His people, not so big fans of the show. And why do I say that? Because I never withhold the truth from you. I will never withhold the truth from you when it comes to this program. Now, everything else, fair game. So what are we going to have here today? We're going to have breaking news from everyone else, from the media that is progressive, from the media that does nothing but promote an agenda, which will simply be stating, hey, we're going down to the courthouse and look at a bunch of sad folks. Really? Well, that evil Justice Kennedy, the anticipation. And people here in your workplace and mine will be going, well, what do you think? Can you imagine? And I mean, here's the skinny on this. Because you have a brain. You listen to this program. You're not one of these slaps that listen to the decadent, gyrating, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting, FM deplorable stuff in this town. Take something special for you to listen to this program. We appreciate it. You get past the limitations of the host here. But, I mean, you talk about raining on the media charade. Here you have Billy and Willie, Timmy and Bobby, and everybody else gathering outside the Ada County Courthouse to take down the flag of conservatism, of family values, of expression, and shut down by Lawrence Wasden, by Governor Otter. And you know what? This is what gets me. The state of dialogue today. You're going to have people ripping Governor Otter on social media, calling him every name in the book because he did his duty. He followed the principles of the Republican Party. He did what his religious beliefs tell him to do. And instead of saying, well, I want the homosexual marriage and the governor does it, we philosophically disagree. Instead, what are we going to get? We're going to get Otter is this, Otter is that. He's a bad person, just like you will. I mean, basically, they've become bullies. And if you don't buy into the, hey, not that there's anything wrong with that, instead of being opinionated like Kevin Miller, you got to be like Ray Romano or Jerry Seinfeld. I've got to apologize for being straight. No, you don't. But again, I get it. That's why we got to keep this little club we have going, because they, you know, the powers that be, they'd like to put in Willie and Billy and go, hey, what do you think? Let's take a look at the stocks. Let's take a look at sports. Let's take all those national issues. Woo. How about let's talk about this? That does not promote and champion your beliefs. But today, the good guys won. And whether it lasts 2 days, 2 years, 2 weeks, they can't take that away from us. And the media, the local media, the print and the television, in coordination with the agenda-driven same-sex storming of the courthouse, you didn't win today. We did. One for the good guys and the gals, right? 858-580-KIDO, 53 in Caldwell. Let's get you to work safely. 59, dear true believers, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. And God bless the United States of America. Serving Meridian.